Campbell listening.
Yeah, this is KC4SKD. Name is Larry.
This is Fred. We've talked before. How you doing?
I'm going out and get some lunch. And got to get back and get some work done. It's a little chilly, but it is a pretty day.
Yes, I'm out running errands myself. I was up early this morning, and it was sure enough chilly then, but it's warming up a little bit. My truck says it's 46 right now. I don't know if that's accurate, but it's a nice sunny day.
That it is. I got to get back to work on the truck a little bit. The gear shift linkage has a little bushing in it, and all them little bushings just wore out, so it's kind of loose, so I got to take all the gear shift linkage apart, put new bushings, and put it back together.
That is better you than me. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
But for me, all the work I've had to do on vehicles, and it's turned out pretty well, and found some mistakes that other people made earlier in the vehicle's life and corrected them, so things are a lot better, but yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's like anything else. If you go, you got to keep it up if you want to get your money's worth out of it. And sometimes it's more upkeep than you want, but you got to do it.
I got a saying around our house, the vehicle comes first. Now, if you got a big hole in the roof, okay, fix the hole in the roof, you know, roof of the house. But, you know, you got to look at the whole picture kind of thing. But if the house needs vacuuming and the oil needs changing, go change the oil first.
Yeah, well, my wife might not agree with that, but that's okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, are you still calling the net on this frequency at times?
Until the Friday night, so this coming Friday will be my night to call the net. And, it's okay. Friday nights are better for me because of work and all that. You know, it's not that I get in bed real late after calling the net, but it's just better off.
I had heard you calling it one time. I don't get on like I used to. I do a lot of HF work at night. I work during the day, and the only time I have to play HF is at night. So a lot of times I'm chasing DX if the bands are good.
With the HF equipment or the license for it, one problem is that the place where we live is really low, and I just didn't think it would be a good thing to get into it because of the location.
Well, I got a decent location. I live out between Neasley and Piedmont. I got a hex beam just up on a push-up mast, about 35 feet up, and it works 6 through 20. Then I got a wire antenna and strung up in the backyard, so I do okay with a little amplifier to help out a little bit.
I could be wrong about that, but anyhow. Well, I'm pulling up here. I'm going to go in and get some lunch. It was good talking to you, and I'll go ahead and sign with you and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Too. Take care. Merry Christmas. K4RM Mobile.
Fred? Merry Christmas. This is N0TR. I should say good afternoon.
Mr. Tom, I hope you're doing well. And Miss Bernice, I guess you're getting all ready for the big day, huh?
Just moved. She got a new hip put in Wednesday. And about all she's taking, I'm just amazed at her. Good Kansas stock.
Say that's one tough woman there. If she can have that done and not have to take anything more than Tylenol. We saw Mary's sister, one of her sisters, the other day, and she's got to have a hip replacement. She was in a lot of pain. Hope she can hurry up and get hers done. But yeah, that's a big deal, a hip replacement.
They did this doctor that we had, Dr. Shirley, and he's just wonderful. He did six of them that one day. And the nurses said, oh, that's typical. We had one surgeon do nine surgeries in one day. Just unbelievable, friend. And she just had very little pain. My friend John up north, he had a tremendous amount of pain for 3 weeks and had to take pain pills and that. And they sent Bernice's a few tablets of hydrocodone, and she'd never touched it. I just locked it in the gun safe, and it's just there. Hopefully we'll never have to use it.
Good stuff if you need it, but like you say, if you don't need it, there's no use leaving it out. You keep it secure, because if somebody were to know you had it and know where it was, that would be valuable to somebody.
That's the reason I put it in the safe. It ain't coming out of there, and if they can't run over 1,000 foot a second, well, they're in trouble anyways at this location.
Got that barrel pointing at them, right?
Put it this way, I'm from Kansas.
Wherever you're from, you're prepared, right?
As everybody should be. I'm just sitting here now watching Gunsmoke without any audio on. I'd rather talk to you, but what you up to today?
I'm running a few errands trying to help Mary finish up, you know, the last-minute Christmas things. It's a beautiful day out. I got up early this morning and blew leaves at my house here in Piedmont and got that chore out of the way. It was might be chilly when I started, but it's warmed up nicely now. I think it's going to be, we're in for a few cold days ahead. I think it's, we got a cold front coming through.
No, it come through last night. It was 17 mile an hour winds, blowing stuff all over the place. So I just went out and picked up eggs from the chicken. And if you get out in that wind, it's bitter. It's 49, but in a beautiful day. But the winds are 5 mile an hour up to 12 out of the northeast. And my flag out there is just, American flag's blowing like crazy. And it's 50% humidity. It says it feels like 43. I believe it. But talked to our kids on the way to Wisconsin this morning from Michigan. It's 8 degrees up there where they're headed to his mother. But, yeah, I think it depends on the person and it depends on the surgeon. And Bernice has got a very high threshold of pain. And, gosh, I helped her a little bit this morning with breakfast, but for the most part, she made it. They want her on a walker for 2 weeks. But I think I might have to handcuff her to the walker.
I'm mobile. Well, yeah, knowing Bernice like I think I know her, that doesn't surprise me. But, yeah, you're right. It's different for everybody. Everybody's case is a little bit different. There are no two alike. Some people have you know, complications to go along with the surgery and various other factors, you know, that can play into it. But I know a number of people that have had it done, and by and large, most of them have done pretty well.
A lot faster recovery than knee surgery. Well, on a worse note, I have an inch and a half kidney stone floating around my left kidney, and my creatine levels are starting to increase, which is meaning they're not filtering good, so another old age syndrome. And so I got to see a surgeon in February about that. If it don't start bothering me before then, and that wouldn't surprise me.
Hear about your kidney stone, Tom. I had a year ago this past October, I had one the size of a nickel removed from my left kidney. So I can empathize with you there. I know what that pain is like and know what it is to go through it, but every one I've ever had, other than that one, I was able to pass, but that one was too big to pass through the tube, so they had to go in and break it up with the, I guess it's with the ultrasound, and then the little tiny particles, you know, just come out naturally, but not a lot of fun. I hope you can get it taken care of sooner or later.
Well, Fred, Boy, I'm glad to hear somebody's had that done. They said they had to go in through the back. Is that the way yours was?
They went in through the, you know, the ureter and the urethra with the tube and the camera and the laser, and actually went up into the kidney, pulverized it, broke it up in particles, and then over the next, I think it took about 3 weeks to pass it all out. Wasn't too bad. The only downside to that is I had to have a stent in for a while. I did not enjoy that, but other than that, it wasn't bad.
Stent goes where? Do your private parts up there to it?
In the tube that goes from the kidney down to the bladder, because if they don't put a stent in, it could potentially close up on you, and you wouldn't want that to happen, because then you wouldn't have any way to pass urine from the kidney down to the bladder. So the stent went in the tube between the kidney and the bladder. Over.
So did they do that? How'd they get that in there?
In there with a little tube, and it has a string hanging out, and after so many days, you lay on the table and they pull that string and take it out.
Sounds as much fun as my four lung surgeries where I had chest tubes in me. Well, they said this one's too big, and I see a urologist Monday, but they sent me to another surgeon, and he's a surgeon, so it must be something worse, because they said they'll have to go in through the back. I'll find out more Monday. And do they knock you out for that?
Yeah, I was asleep. I didn't know anything about it until I woke up. It all depends on, there's certain, I don't know what all the parameters are, but some are eligible for the kind of procedure I had. Some are only eligible for, like what they're talking about with you, is actually going in through the back. So it all depends on where the kidney stone is, how big it is, all those factors go into it.
Appreciate the information. I've never had a kidney stone. They said there's a bunch of small ones in there, too. But it's just part of getting old, I guess, Fred. But anyways, thanks for that info. Makes me feel better about it. At least I got an idea. And I don't mind if they send you off to La La Land. That don't bother me a bit. I knocked my shoulder out of joint one time when I was working at the hospital, and fell on the black ice. And the doctor said, I'm going to give you a conscious sedation and put that back in. And I said, no, you ain't. You're going to give me an unconscious sedation. And they did. Shoot. Anyway, you say hi to Fred.
Hi, Fred.
I hope you're doing well. I understand you had your hip replaced, and that's a good thing. You ought to be able to get around better. And we'll just hope you continue to recover, and I'll keep you in my prayers. Over.
Yes, thank you, Fred. And this.
Well, that's what the whole thing is about. I was telling Tom, we saw one of Mary's sisters the other day, just a couple of 3 days ago, and she was in all kind of pain. And she was, when she walked, she would grimace, and she's getting ready to have to have her hip replaced, so I hope they can do her some good.
Brad, and Bernice was the same way there. It was very nonlinear. I kept after to get it checked. When they checked it, the guy just did an x-ray, and he says, I don't need to go any further. It's bone on bone. And you need a new hip. He showed us a picture of it. That thing's just amazing. They put a socket in, and that big long spike that goes down in the bone looks like it's about 6 or 8 inches long.
With that, I've seen x-rays of it. It's amazing what they, with the technology today, that they can do that. You know, 50 years ago, I guess you'd have just had to suffer with the pain.
And you know, she went in at 11:30, an hour and a half later, she was back, out of recovery, up to the room there not long after that. A little while in recovery, of course, to get woke up. But to be able to do that, and then five other ones in one day, just don't sound real, does it?
Doesn't for the technology. Of course, you know, we go back to the old adage, getting old ain't for sissies, right?
When I worked in the hospital, I had to work on that, I forget what they call that thing, it sterilized the instruments and that. And I'd go in there and these ladies were putting kits together, and it was in a square box, about 2x2 and about 18 inches tall. It had every kind of Hooty Dooty and Whippoorwill of all different sizes, the little things that they put in you, the screws and all of that stuff. And they just, I've been in the operating room, I worked in there some, and they just wheel that in there alongside the surgical table. And those doctors would pick out the right size ones and insert them in. Of course, I wasn't in there while I was doing that. But a lot of times I was outside the door, and you could hear them. It sounded like it was a wood shop in there, Fred. Scare you to death. This is in Gerald, New York.
I guess you call us a surgeon's toolbox, and you might take a 5/16, I might take a 7/16. It depends on the individual.
Was, and that's all these two nurses did all day long, is make up those kits. But I didn't know how they done it. There really wasn't much more in the operating room except, you know, all the periphery. There was endoscopes and colonoscopes hanging along the walls, and there was, you know, different sizes, and the big lights and the table and oxygen and all of that stuff, the crash cart. But other than that, they would just have the right tools there to do the job. And they did a lot of them there, and they just had two operating rooms. I guess Batewood's got six. And I was told by a nurse, and I don't know if this is correct or not, that Greenville Memorial had 34, but that sounds like a lot. But
it's a big hospital. You know, Mary worked there. She's retired now, but she retired this past July. So she spent almost 43 years there in the laboratory. She was not a nurse. She was a laboratory scientist. But she had a good long run at it. But she's enjoying that retired life now, and I hope to be joining her in the not-too-distant future. Over.
I don't know what that was, Fred. It's not loud enough to even understand, and I didn't hear any call sign. But this is Andrew OTR with the Man on the Mountain. Well, congratulations, Fred. I thought you was retired already. But ask her sometime if that's correct about the number of operating rooms. And I've worked in the labs, too, on electronics and that, in the hospital I worked out in Missouri, but it's pretty fascinating what they do, too. And I didn't know Mary, didn't I hear her talking to your son of a morning sometimes, or during the day. Anyways, Fred, I'll let you go, and it's been great talking to you, and forever up our way. Stop by and have a cup of coffee and some kind of treat that Bernice has made. I'm sure she usually has something. K4RM in 0OTR. Merry Christmas, Fred, and I'll be clear.
It's good to hear you, and Merry Christmas to you and Miss Bernice as well. And, yeah, I'll ask Mary about that. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if she knows. But anyway, take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you later. N0TR, this is K4RM Mobile. I'll be clear.
Have you heard from Bob? I haven't heard from him in so long. I worry about him. I love the old Bob. This is N0TR.
Bob, about a week ago, he's doing okay. He's had a lot of damage from the storm. He's still cleaning up from that. A lot of his ham equipment was, especially his antennas, were either damaged or destroyed. So he's putting the pieces back together one by one. Over.
Yeah, and I heard he got another reverse shoulder implant. But he is a sparky individual. He'll get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy says. Used to come down and visit now and then, but it's a long ways down here. But what a tremendous guy. Anyways, tell him I said hi. And I never bragged on him. No, that'd be out of character. And take care, Fred. K4RM and Zero Char, thank you.
You and he always had a little friendly banter going back and forth. I used to listen to y'all with that. But yeah, Bob's doing okay. You know, he's just his family had some sickness, and then the Hurricane Helene hit, and it was almost like a bomb dropping in his backyard. So he's still recovering, but he's doing good. Take care. We'll talk later. K4RM Mobile.